As we continue to explore, what do I want? What do I want? The second of the soul questions. An obvious answer that sometimes you may come up with is money. There are a lot of different feelings that people have about money. Some people feel that money and spirituality can't mix. But in the yin and yang of life, in the wholeness of life, we always must recognize that we are multi-dimensional beings. And money is a form of energy. And you can treat that form of energy like a friend, or you can treat it like an enemy. Accept it or resist it. And so, when we look at money, we have to really understand it's energy, and it's a form of exchange. And attachment to it is what brings the anxiety, the distress, the frustration. But when you can be detached, as in the seven spiritual laws of success and of yoga, that law of detachment, if you can understand that money has its purpose, money has its aspect, but never truly, if that's the goal, if that's the end game, will you be satisfied? And so if we can have an abundant consciousness, then whatever we want flowing into us will flow into us, whether that's money or love or appreciation or acceptance or attention or affection or health. And as long as we recognize that we are also this conduit that gets to offer the world acceptance, attention, appreciation, acknowledgement, love, joy, abundance, then we are these vessels. And if you close yourself off from receiving and you only give, then you run out of gas. And if you only receive and hoard and don't give, then you become constipated. And so, if we can open our hearts that money is just a symbol for energy and part of an exchange, one of the great things that money allows you to do is not have to worry about money in the next moment. In David Simon's classic book, The Ten Commitments, he goes deeply into the subject of commitment to abundance. He writes in detail regarding the conflict that many people on a spiritual path have embraced when they look at material abundance. And his guidance is pretty powerful. It's this one line that I love of his in that chapter. If being spiritual means awareness of our connection to the creative source of the universe, we have the right to enjoy abundance in our lives. And Wayne Dyer has said, abundance is not something we acquire, it's something we tune into. And when Deepak talks in Creating Affluence, he stresses that flow and circulation, not money, but that flow of things into you and out of you are the keys to an abundant life. It's referred to as wealth consciousness. Money just makes the ride more enjoyable. As teachers of these teachings, we have a choice to make in terms of how we value the gifts we've been given. And as students of life, we have that same choice. When we look to our most genuine selves, we are indeed an expression of the universe. And when we ask, what do I want? What do I want? We need to recognize that we are entitled to that abundance in whatever form we value. You're entitled to that abundance of health. You're entitled to that abundance of love. You're entitled to that abundance of money. And that doesn't mean you have huge piles of it, but it means you have enough money to do the things that bring you fulfillment. You have enough money to spend it in ways that make a smile come to your lips. So in this meditation, let's connect to our most abundant aspect. Let's close our eyes. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. take another long, slow, deep breath in. And gently release it. And when we ask that second soul question, what do I want? What do I want? Allow every possible multidimensional expression of abundance to come into your awareness on the physical realm, on the subtle realm of emotions and love and romance, on the material realm, in the realm of health, happiness, even in the causal realm, the realm of soul and spirit. What possibly could that abundance mean to you? Knowing that Aham Brahmasmi, I am the universe. So let's ask ourselves right now in this moment, what do I want? What do I want? What do I want? And if you start to think about things and get further off, drift back to the question. The question will be the mantra. What do I want? And just allow abundance as the answer in all different aspects of your life. Let's try that. Stretch them to the sides and feel your heart open, expand. Feel that abundance of love and energy and evolution just flow into your chest. And as you take take a long, slow, deep breath into your heart. Feel it rise, feel it expand, feel it grow abundantly, so ever open to receiving love. Your entire physiology, be open to receiving wealth in all its various forms, because as wealth flows into you, you can flow that same wealth out into the world. What do I want? What do I want? Keep asking that question and keep breathing. Give yourself permission to receive it. It will flow into you. Together, let's say, Aham Brahmasmi, I am the universe. Aham Brahmasmi, I am the universe. And whatever is in the universe is in me. Let's seal our abundant perspective and expansion by chanting Om together just one time. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. This is David G. wishing you an abundant day.